Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Don Fotopoulos back on the show. Don is a member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder of Small Biz Help, bestsmallbizhelp.com, and she is an award-winning blogger and social media expert. She is more, though, more importantly, she's an expert as a former banker. And helping you with make sure that your finances, that you get the finances of your business squared away, so that you can manage your business more effectively. She's also associate professor of business at the King's College in Manhattan, and she's our good friend Dawn. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's so great to be here, Jim. It's
good to have you back. Congratulations on the success of the book. I'm not even going to act like it was all because you've been on my show with it. You know, I mean, I'm not even going to say that, you know, but I would never say that our show contributed anything like that, but congratulations.
I'm sure it has.
No, I would never do that, Don. So, but congratulations on how things are going. International acclaim, not the least bit surprising. You know, Don, as I've said to my audience many times over the years, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my folks.
Oh, that's so great. Well, Jim, I have to tell you, the last time we were chatting, you gave me a statistic that should have turned everybody's head around. You said 50% of small businesses used to fail in 6 years. Now they're failing in five. Did I get that one right?
They used to fail 50% in 5 years, and now they're failing in four. That's a 20% increased mortality rate for small business.
Mortality rate. Okay.
Yeah.
So you and I look at those numbers, and we cringe, and we see it's trending in the wrong direction, and we say, we're not going to stand on the sidelines anymore and watch that go down.
We could
right?
more than so cut that I, in half with one,
that's
simple,
exactly
with one
right.
simple thing, and it's what you talk about.
Well, and what you and I both agree to is the fact that if you can read your financial dashboard, right, which is basically
yep.
the mirror to your business, if you can do that, you can do some basic diagnostics
mm-hmm.
and say, hey, am I making money? Do I have enough cash to pay the bills?
Where's
am
the
I
leak?
Building wealth?
Where's the leak? Where are we stuck? Where is it getting out of hand?
That's right.
Where are we not investing enough? When am I going to run out of cash? What could happen when I might actually be out of business even though customers are still trying to give me money?
That's right. So what if by teaching basic management principles, that's really what this is,
mm-hmm.
to people who are creative types and people who are, you know, architects and fashion designers, all of these guys that are amazingly talented, what if we could teach them some of these basics and cut that failure rate in half? And the reason why I feel so convicted we can do this is because I've already done it 300 times.
Mm-hmm.
With this information, so in 10 short chapters, we can reach tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. What would that do to the U.S. economy, Jim, if we could cut, you know, small business failures even by 15%?
We could cut it in half in two different ways, Don. Number one, if people, before they started a business, had to understand how all this works, the difference between cash and accounting, then we could stop a bunch of business failures before they start.
That's right.
Because you and I both know many of these businesses never had a chance from day one. And as I've said many times, Don, my job is to support small business owners, but it's also to keep people from becoming a small business owner if they're not ready or if it's not for them. That's one. The other thing is what you said, and that is once they're going, once they're starting, if they're supposed to be in business, make sure you stay in business by understanding what you said, your financials.
Well, Jim, they've already absorbed all the startup risk.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I mean, and okay, so let's take your statistics of failing now in 4 years instead of five, right, half of them?
Right.
But the other part to that is that we're replacing them a lot more slowly. There's a 30% lower startup rate now than there was 20 years ago.
Which I predicted in 08 after the collapse.
Well, and it makes perfect sense, right? So we're failing faster and we're replacing them more slowly. So to your point, we can't afford to lose them. So here's the thing. We kicked off a Know Your Numbers campaign last week because we are on a mission
on Twitter,
to financial literacy. On Twitter, hashtag Know Your Numbers, and if everybody follows me on Twitter, you'll see it. And the idea, of course, is for the people who've bought the book and even for those who haven't, come and join me on the Google Hangout.
How do they do that? Give us some coordinates, quickly.
Okay, October 28th, 3 p.m., Eastern Standard Time.
And where do they go?
They just follow me on Twitter. They'll have all the information.
What is your Twitter?
At D. Fotopoulos.
At D. Fotopoulos. And folks, that's Fotopoulos. And we're going to be right back with Dawn, after these messages. 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.